Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. Happy to have you along with us, and we've got lots of guests to get on the air here this morning. We're joined by Coffeyville Reawakening's Denise York. Good morning, Denise. Glad to have you back on the radio here.
Good morning, James. Glad to be back.
Yeah, very good. So it's been just so much going on here these past couple weeks, and we've got a lot to come here.
And a lot more going on. It's gonna, you know, coming down the pike. So
yeah.
A few things I wanted to shout out with. To begin with, we had the Kansas Historic Theater Association in town yesterday. We had like 22 members. The Midland hosted it. They did their quarterly meeting. They got to tour what the work that's being done at the Midland. So that was a great group to have in town, and we wanted to thank everybody that helped put that together. And then last Saturday night, we had our movie night, and I wanted to thank Bill Davis and NAFI. They gave out 90 hot dogs. I guess we had a pretty good crowd, and I do want to thank all our volunteers who helped put the movie together. There was a lot of us missing, you know, that usually helped set it up and everything. So the ones that were there did a great job. So, and if you are looking for volunteer and things to do, let us know because we could always use your help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a great movie. I took in a lot of it and got to talk with Bill and everyone over there. It was a really good time.
And then, so this weekend, I'm not going to cover everything we have going on until the end of the month. We have another movie coming up in a couple weeks, but we'll cover that later. I wanted to bring up this weekend, because out at the airport, we do have a special event going on, and we do have Jared Powers with us.
Yeah, good morning, Jared. Can you hear us?
Good morning, yes.
Hey, good to have you on here. So this is going to be really exciting. You've got a fly-in coming up, right?
Yeah, we have an open house fly-in. It's a free community event. It's to show awareness of what we do out here. You know, the city's been very supportive on supplying funds to do lots of improvements, and we want the community to know what they're spending their money on. Their lunch will be available from 11 to 3. You know, we're still going to do it, weather permitting. We may not get as many aircraft as we'd hope, but we'll still be here.
Now, if there are maybe any general aviation pilots out there listening, do they get any special thing for them, you know, if they go ahead and fly on in?
The first 10 will get a free lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, that is not bad at all.
So, Jared, how many are you expecting? Do you know? Or
It's hard to tell. I've had response from, 25, 30 different people saying they were coming, but that was before we had forecasting the weather the way it is. And we may still get them. We're hopeful, but we'll see when that day comes.
Well, I just know if anybody has not been out to the airport recently, I mean, it's a good time to come out and see all the improvements that you've put in out there and all the work that you've been doing. So I heard you say...
Yeah, we took this over about 2.5 years ago. It was privately run. City stepped in, we took it over, and we've had to lots of repairs and remodeling and other issues to get more traffic in here. We've moved 3 businesses in that fly quite frequently, and it's a good thing. I just want the community and the public to come out and see what we're all about.
Well, that is great. And, you know, I've been out to, of course, to the airport a couple times. I know my dad has flown in, and it really is a very nice FBO and a really good resource for some of the folks coming in. And I know just kind of late this summer, you guys added self-serve fuel. And, I mean, that is just a really great. I know it was kind of a process to get it going, but how has the reception for the self-serve fuel been?
We turned it on August 2nd. And I was just looking yesterday, excuse me, we've had about 150 transactions since August 2nd, which equates to be over 3,000 gallons of fuel. For small aircraft, that's a big deal. And we're hoping to keep the price low enough that we continue to do that over the winter.
Well, I heard you say at the commission meeting that you had 10 people come in for gas one day or something?
Friday, we had a good day. We had 10 different flights come in. 7 different aircraft required fuel. The other ones did not, but it was a very busy day.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. You don't think about all these, you know, planes coming in out there, but go out and check it out Saturday, right?
The small general aviation has picked up, and the corporate aviation, people don't realize how much jet traffic and medical helicopters, medical jets that we get here. Having the only regional hospital in the area, we get a lot of medical flights, which is a good thing for the community.
Well, and that's a good resource, you know, that you guys are available there. And, you know, for current businesses, you know, maybe they're going to be bringing in leadership, management, all that sort of thing, or maybe even prospective businesses. I mean, I think it's a great reminder that we have these resources available. And, I mean, you guys are available, you know, even after hours, too. And, you know, you've got the fuel available for, you know, the small, you know, single engine planes. You got the fuel available for the bigger ones too. So, I mean, I've been really impressed with it, and I just hope that, you know, everyone listening here today can head out there too. So can you run by the times one more time for us? It'll be a good time to stop by.
Saturday, October 28th, from 11 to 3, and those times are solid. If there's still people here wanting to hang out, we can stay longer for sure. And it's the address is 2608 North 2nd Industrial Street. If anyone knows where John Deere is, it's directly east of John Deere. There'll be lunch available from Pop Soda Shop, and they also have ice cream, so it'll be a good deal.
That's great. Well, I really, you know, plan on trying to stop by and see you guys there. So it's going to be a good one. Any more questions, Denise? You have?
I don't have any.
Yeah. Yeah, and anything else that you want to share with us, Jared, here?
No, I think that about covered it. I'm sure there'll be something after we get off here.
Hey, that's all right.
You can call back in on open line,
yeah,
right?
You can let us know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, again, we really appreciate, you know, it's awesome to see all the work that's been done out there. It's a very clean, professional appearance. I really think that rolling out the welcome mat very well for, you know, all the general aviation and some of that, you know, business traffic. And too, of course, me from an aviation perspective, I'm a little biased, but I think it's a very good work you've been doing out there, and it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jared, for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care.
And then our other guest that's got stuff going on this weekend is Chuck McFate, and that is with the Night of Fright out at Cedar Bluff Camp, one of their big fundraisers for the year.
You're exactly right, Denise, and I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it. And if I can just segue on the previous thing about the at the airport, I'm so glad to see that being used in a contemporary useful method, because the history of that place is fascinating. I got into it this summer in some detail, and it's amazing the history there is. It's and that we've continued to use it and are now improving it and making it 21st century ready. I think that's just fantastic.
Well, and people don't even realize that there have been books written about the Army airfields. I mean, then we've got a lot in Southeast Kansas. We've got a lot in Montgomery County and Labette County. So, I mean, that is, it is like you said, it's a fascinating history. It's just to think that, I mean, this is, these airfields out here are one of the reasons, you know, we won World War II. So that is, and just looking at, you know, so what's even left from that time period, it's, you know, pretty grandiose, pretty big scale. I mean, you can kind of even imagine just turning back the clock a little bit and seeing, thinking about some of the training and everything that went on there. You're right. It is, we could probably do a whole show on that sometime.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Well, I don't know if it's my turn to talk I'm here to talk about Cedar Bluff Camp in our annual Spook Trail. We opened up last weekend, went Friday and Saturday night, and the plan is to go Friday and Saturday night this week too. And Friday night especially looks very good. I was looking at the weather forecast, and it looks like it'll be very nice. You will need a jacket. It's going to be kind of chilly, but now, Saturday night, the rain chances are a little greater, but Friday night especially. But if you've not been out to see it, see the improvements have been made at the camp, see what people are doing. We have participation from high school students, from college students, from various business people that get out and help us put this on. And I've never had a complaint out of anybody that, and I've talked to hundreds of them as I was doing parking duty. They're coming out, and how'd you like it? Oh, it was great. We enjoyed it. Had a good time. So that's the objective, is for people to come out and have a good time.
At what time can they come out and have a good time?
We start at 7:30. That's about as early as it gets dark enough to be effective. And we run until about 10:30. You know, if we still have people there, we're not going to say, it's 10:30, you can't go. You know, on the other hand, we would suggest that you try and get there by 10:30 so that we can get it wrapped up by 11, because some of these young people need to get in, the high school students in particular. Their parents don't want them out later than that.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask about the cost.
Cost is $8. We have maintained the cost, and I have not had anybody complain about the cost. I think they feel like they get value for the price of their ticket, and it's an interesting thing. We try and make some variation each year so that it's not exactly the same thing, but it's a spook trail, and the main thing is the unexpected.
Yeah.
So what's the age group? I mean, is it a four-year-old? Are they going to get freaked out, or is
I've seen preschoolers go and no problem. Generally speaking, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you bring younger children, but from grade school age on up, even us grade schoolers that have been out of grade school for many decades can come out and enjoy it. And I think it's pretty well all-encompassing as far as the age is concerned. You ride on a trailer, you sit on a chair, so don't worry about the fact that it's been raining, it's going to be wet. It's the tractor and trailer is going to be in the wet part. You're going to be up above it, and it should be a good time.
Well, that is great, you know, to see the camp after dark. You know, it changes a little bit, and so that's going to be a really neat experience.
Yeah,
it is
to go down through it. I have in past years, my wife twisted my arm one time, said, "Oh, you need to go." So I went ahead and I rode, and it startled me, and I knew what was there because I helped build it. But but it's a good, we call it Night of Fright. It's not intended to be gory. It's just fright, unexpected, you know.
Sure. Keep you on your toes.
Be startled.
Yeah.
A lot of volunteers.
A lot of volunteers that come out and spend a lot of time. They've been working on this since the middle of the summer to get ready for what they're going to do. And a lot of enthusiasm from these groups. Oh, yeah, they like to do it. And it's a significant commitment because they have other lives going on, and to get a group to be able to commit four nights and get a group out there to do it all four nights, it says a lot for those groups and their commitment to the community.
No, that sure does. And now, Chuck, if people are maybe new to the area, they haven't been out to Cedar Bluff Camp, can you tell us just, you know, briefly kind of where it is? What's the best way, for, you know, from Coffeyville?
From the corner of Woodland and Klein, which is by the cemetery and the Masonic Lodge, it's 2 miles north. Turn to the right. There's a sign up there that's called Chapman Road, and it's about a half mile down to the campgrounds.
Yeah, it's a really, really easy way to find, and, you know, during the day at least, yeah. You know, you got quite the view.
Oh, it's called Cedar Bluff. Well, the bluff is 180 feet above the river, so, and the view out into the river bottom over on the east side of the river is fantastic. You can see for miles out there.
No, that is great. So that's going to be another great event this weekend. I mean, we love all these fall events that are coming up.
They're
so
great, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
Weather gets really nice to go out and enjoy.
So. Yeah. You know, there's things to do, and people need to get out and be doing them.
Yeah.
Support your community, right?
Yes.
This is what supports Cedar Bluff Camp, you know, during the year.
Mm-hmm. And the proceeds are to help improve the camp, to take care of ongoing maintenance expenses. And we do have a larger project, a significant remodel of the main lodge, to get the camp more in line with its 21st century use, which is primarily for receptions and parties and things of that nature, as opposed to the camping experience that it was 60, 70 years ago. We still do have some of that, but we're making the camp more, if you can use the term, user-friendly for these other types of events. And we hope that people will look at the camp. If you're looking for a place to have a birthday party, a wedding reception, a class reunion, whatever, it's a great facility.
For sure. And just like we were talking about with the airport, you know, getting a space like that to be really usable here in the 21st century, same thing going on at Cedar Bluff Camp. So
exactly right.
That's some good stuff. Well, Chuck, sounds like another great weekend in store. Hope folks can make it out to Cedar Bluff Camp here. Gonna be a good time, and we appreciate all the work that you've put in and coming on and letting us know about this.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to share the camp with the public.
Absolutely. And we appreciate Denise, of course, grabbing some another great lineup of guests here.
Yep. Maybe next week we'll see. Oh, I'll talk to you about that later.
All right. Some exciting stuff, okay. You know.
Yep.
Well, we'll have it on here. So
Tune in for a surprise.
Okay. Yeah, we always like surprises and frightening things. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Well, we do have coming up Open Line on the way in just a few minutes. We're about 15 minutes or so away from that. 67 degrees right now in Coffeyville.